אנחנו קוראים.
We are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, volume 2, part 6, page 416 in Hebrew, the Ten Sefirot of Olam HaNikudim, cause and consequence, item 31. Item 31. We find 13 operations here. The first, the connection of the two hay in the first hay and the lower hay. The second, itkalelut, inclusion of the masach in the reshimot of the two partsufim from partsuf sag and from partsuf galgalta deak. The third, the zivug was made only on bechinat first hay. The fourth, the descent of the Masach after its itkalilut, inclusion in the two zivugim of the Rosh, its arriving at the place of Tabur de Akapnimi, the inner Ak. The fifth, Rosh Aleph, the first Rosh called Yesut. The sixth, Rosh Abet, the second Rosh called Gar de Nikudim. The seventh, the exit of Bina and Zon outside the degree in all the degrees. The eighth, the preparation of the place for the three separated olamot called Bri'ah, Yetzirah, and Asiyah, and the Kav, the line of Ein Sof, that previously stopped at the middle point, being the point of Ha'olam Hazeh. Also, Bechinat Malchut, the Nehi, the Akapnimi, the inner Ak, rose above the new point of Tzimtzum, restriction, to the place of Bina, the Nehi, the Akapnimi. The ninth, the division of Rosh Abet, the second Rosh itself, into Galgalta and Naim and Achab, where the lower Hay in the is in the Naim and Yud Kei Vav in the Achab. The tenth, the correction of the Parsa. 11th, the correction of Gadlut and Katnut. 12th, the lowering of the lower Hay below Otiot Yud Kei Vav, which was for the purpose of Gadlut, and panim bepanim, face to face, the God, the Nikudim. The 13th, the arriving of the Lor Hei into the Otiyot for the purpose of the emanation of Zat, the Nikudim. Again, item 31. We find 13 operations here. The first, the connection of the two hay in the first hay and the lower hay. The second, itkalilut of the masach, inclusion of the masach in the reshimot.
This is the second restriction itself, right? The connection between the lower hay and the upper hay.
The second, itkalilut of the masach, inclusion of the masach in the reshimot of the two partsufim, from partsuf sag and from partsuf galgalta deak.
Their reshimot, which mingle and restrict. And then we have Bet Aleph restricted from the Nekudot of Sag and Dalet Gimel from Galgalta.
The third, the Zivug was made only on Bechinat first Hay.
Bet Aleph restricted.
The fourth,
those who don't agree, raise your hands. Okay, for now, all right.
The fourth, the descent of the Masach after its itkalilut, inclusion in the two zivugim of the Rosh, it's arriving at the place of Tabu of the inner Ak.
Meaning, you already built from the Nikve Naim of Rosh of Sag, the Rosh Aleph called Yishsut, whose Peh is in the general Tabu.
The fifth, Rosh Aleph, the first Rosh, called Yesut.
That was established from the general Tabu to Nikve Naim of Rosh of Sag.
The sixth, Rosh Abet, the second Rosh, called Gar de Nikudim.
We have Keter and Abba Ve'ima, which in and of themselves are Rosh. Because Yesut is a Rosh that works from below upwards, and Keter of Abba Ve'ima are his Achap. Galgalta and Naim are called Yishsut. Achap, Ozen Chot and Pe are Keter and Abba Ve'ima that are from the general Tabur and below, and their calculation is already with regards to the Guf.
The seventh, the exit of Bina in zone outside the degree in all the degrees.
Yes, that it's impossible to work with the vessels of reception.
The eighth, the preparation of the place for the three separated olamot called Bri'ah, Yetzirah, and Asiya, and the Kav and the line of Ein Sof that previously stopped at the middle point, being the point of HaOlam Hazeh. Also, Bechinat Malchut Denehi of the inner Ark rose above the new point of Tzimtzum, restriction, to the place of Bina Denehi of the inner Ark.
If in Galgalta Absag the line of Ein Sof continues on the way to the point of this world, to the conclusion of the Parzufim of Ak, then this Siyum has risen to Parsa, to the point of the second restriction. Is everything okay for now? Okay. Well, we have there a few questions. Okay, we'll deal with that later. Yeah.
The ninth, the division of Rosh Abed, the second Rosh itself, into Galgalta, Einaim, and Achap, where the lower Hay is in the Einaim and Yud Kevav in the Achap.
Then we have Yeshsud, we have Keter and Abba Ve'ima, they have their own divisions. Yes.
The tenth, the correction of the Parsa.
Yes, that cannot be passed through, and there's a prohibition on using the vessels of reception. Yes, correcting the establishing the new Siyum.
The 11th, the correction of Gadlut and Katnut.
There is an opportunity to be in Katnut and Gadlut, but it's possible that the Katnut is using the vessels of bestowal only, of Yud, Shorish, and Aleph, and Gadlut is using the Echap, Bet, Gimel, Dalet. But the question is whether it's in their place or in the ascent.
The 12th, the lowering of the Lor Hei below Otiyot Yud Kevav, which was for the purpose of Gadlut and Panim Bepanim, face to face the Garden Nikudim.
Right. Meaning canceling the second restriction, in short.
The 13th, the arriving of the Lor Hei into the Otiyot for the purpose of the emanation of Zad the Nikudim.
Right. The fact that Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim also receive Gadlut, they make a Zivug on the Gadlut, and then we end up with the Partzuf of Nikudim in Gadlut, which is already called the world of Nikudim, because it's going to break, to shatter, and in its shattering, it then begets the series of Partzufim. Who wanted to ask over there?
At least in some of the stages from the fourth stage onward, a drawing will really help an explanation of the transitions, if possible.
We'll think. Next. Yochai wanted to ask. Where is he?
Good morning, Rav. What is Gar of Nikudim, Panim Bepanim, face to face?
Oh, you see, he asks to the point. Gar of Nikudim is called Keter Abba Ve'ima,
meaning the Sfirot?
Yes. They're not even Sfirot, but the Partzufim in themselves. But let's say Sfirot for now. When they're in Katnut, which means they can just not receive anything, they hold themselves, if they begin to receive, it'll be in order to receive.
The Sfirot will receive in order to receive?
Yeah, they'll receive in order to receive, and therefore they stay in Katnut. Yeah, that's how it is. What do you ask?
Okay, fine. So what is the correction here?
The correction is that they have a correction, that they don't receive, because they are forbidden to receive. If they receive, it will be in order to receive. they'll begin to enjoy that reception. You understand? Let's say now you're being brought some inheritance with a great, comes with a great beautiful bride and $1 million, and you start going crazy. You no longer work in your concrete factory. You'll buy the company and be a great manager. Surely you'll go bankrupt, but yeah. Yeah, so that's it. So that's why you're not given any gadlut. You're given katnut. And that's the same with each of us. So that's called katnut and gadlut. Okay, Tzvika, you wanted to ask?
What does he mean by saying, perhaps I'm mistaken, but the three separated olamot, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, and the line of Ein Sof that stopped on the middle point of the point of Ha'olam Hazeh. So, what about Ha'olam Hazeh? What does he mean by saying Ha'olam Hazeh, this world?
This world meaning that the will to receive in order to receive. It's not our world. When do we discuss this? He probably wasn't here.
It was on Friday.
On Friday, okay. So we spoke about it. Yes. Let's give Shlomo, yeah.
To continue Yochai's question. So he's talking about, after the seventh stage, about the correction of Gadlut and Katnut, two types of corrections. So the correction of Katnut, is it restriction, Tzimtzum?
No, the correction of Katnut is a special light that bestows the will to receive and keeps it as Chafetz Chesed.
And the Gadlut is the Tzimtzum, restriction?
It's a special light that influences the will to receive and gives it an opportunity and an ability to receive in order to bestow, to actually make an active work, action of bestowal.
So what is the restriction then?
Restriction is when you have nothing. The light bestows and gives the will to receive such a feeling that it needs to become restricted. But it's not that I'm being restricted from above. Listen. The light comes and gives me an understanding, an awareness, a feeling that if I don't use my will to receive, then I belong to Kedusha, to the Creator, to bestow. And then it means that I'm restricted. No one is restricting me from above. There's no coercion in spirituality. There is a special illumination that shines on me, and with it I can keep the restriction. It's not by force from above. It's by awareness and understanding on my part that this is what I want. Perhaps we haven't talked about it, about this point, but it's very important. It's only by the illumination. The light shines and does it. What?
Maxim from Peter is asking, according to the 10th action, the correction of the Parsa, what is the correction of the Parsa?
That the light of Chokhmah cannot come below me.
And he's also asking about 11th. What is the correction of Katnut? Isn't it corrected already?
No, Katnut means that the upper light comes to the will to receive. The will to receive is the will to receive everywhere in every state. But the light that shines on the will to receive tells the will to receive, explains to the will to receive, convinces the will to receive, works in it in such a way that you need to give up on vessels of reception because you cannot bestow in them. Even if you want to, you cannot. You have to limit yourself, but in vessels of bestowal, you do want to bestow. And you will remain in them. You should. And if the will to receive agrees with this persuasion of the light, then he holds himself in the, by that and asks the light in return to keep him like that. And then you're in a state called Katnut. And therefore, I I prefer explaining this way and not with a diagram to make it more emotional and closer to our implementation. Otherwise, you can implement anything on a diagram.
Yosef from the Jerusalem group is asking, after the ascent of Malchut to Bina, what makes her return to her place?
After the rise of Malchut to Bina, what causes her to go back to her place? Only the upper light, which brings her the Malchut, in addition of desire, and she descends. And then the question is, in what way does she descend? If she asked herself to be in Gadlut, or the upper light gives her Gadlut, if the upper light doesn't give her Gadlut, it's darkness that she will concede and reach a higher Katnut. If she herself asks for Gadlut, then perhaps she's making it as a Chap de Aliyah. This is a good question, but it's still ahead of us.
Sergei from Dnieper is asking, the world of Nikudim, does it exist in Gadlut or doesn't it?
The world of Nikudim exists in Katnut and Gadlut, but in Gadlut it shatters. Who's here? You're not asleep today?
Oh, thank God. I have two questions. One, about fourth, the descent of the Masach after the inclusion of the two Zivugim of the Rosh. The two Zivugim of the Rosh means Zivug of Ovyut and Itlapshut, Itlapshut and Ovyut, clothing and coarseness.
Yes. The Gimel, the three, the Zivug was made only on the Prinat first Hay. The descent of the Masach after its Itkalelut in the two Zivugim of the Rosh, arriving at the place of Tabur of the inner Ak. The couplings were on the Nikve Naim of Rosh of Sag, and that's why there was a descent and the building of Yeshut, and in the Peh of Yeshut, it's in the general Tabur, and from there downwards begins the world of Nikudim.
And about the eighth, the preparation of the place for the three separated Olamot called Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya was made. What caused
the same place that exists below the Parsa is a place where the upper light can never appear. The restriction is from the Gleak to the Parsa. But this Siyum is with a condition. If you have a Masach, you can be there, bestow in order to bestow, for sure, like in Galgalta. Also receive in order to bestow. Perhaps in the future you'll have some force to do it, but that's not a prohibition, because from the Parsa to the Siyum, there are no vessels to receive in order to receive. There is no restriction yet. But there is there are such vessels there that where there is no Masach. If I acquire the Masach, I can work with these vessels in order to bestow.
What is about the Zivug of Katnut that builds the place for the Olomot below the Parsa?
We don't learn that. We will, but I'll tell you. In spirituality, there is a concept of something that's against something. It's like you have the structure of the world that has to be Galgalta Absag Mabon or Keter Chochma Bina Zaran Pin Malchut, five Parzufim. Thus, in each and every world, there has to be the same template. Five Parzufim. Just like we have levels of Ovyut, Shorish Aleph Bet Gimel Daled. We had a structure here of Shorish Aleph, there has to be Bet Gimel Daled too. And so the same place below the Parsa, because to begin with there is Ovyut Bet Gimel Daled there, it then divides to the world, the place where the worlds of Biyah will happen there. Just like we call the place above the Parsa the future place for the world of Atzilut. That is a division that has been made already at the second restriction. It's not that the worlds were now created. The place for the worlds, you can see it in the preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. There's a whole section there that talks about from the Oviyut Aleph, that creates the place for the world of Atzilut, Oviyut Bet for the world of Bria, Oviyut Gimel for the world of Yetzirah, and Oviyut Dalet for the world of Asiya.
And during the Zivug de Gadlut, there has to be a Zivug in Katnut as well.
Zivug in Gadlut cannot happen without Katnut. It comes before.
Do they happen together?
No. First Katnut, then Gadlut.
First, there is Katnut, and then Gadlut joins it, or does it replace it?
No, that's a whole process. That's an entire process. One happens as an addition to the other. Katnut doesn't disappear. Nothing disappears. Okay? More? Yeah?
About the first action connection between the first hay and the lower hay. Why does there have to be the second restriction there?
The Tzimtzum Bet is necessary because Malchut demands Bina to work with her, to integrate with Bina, to receive strength from her. She restricts Bina. Bina comes to Malchut to take care of her. The Nekudot of Sag, the descendant below the Tabu, they want to fulfill the Nehi of Ak. They want to give them strength. Please do it. But see who we are. We are the will to receive. Of Prina Dalet, do you have the strength for that? Do you have the Masachim for Prina Dalet? No, we don't. We are Chafetz Chesed. Chafetz Chesed, okay, that's fine to give us a correction of Chafetz Chesed. Correction of Chafetz Chesed is all in all, in all of Nehi of Ak that happens, it only works on Keter, Chochmah, and Gar of Bina. Vessels of bestowal. Vessels of Shorosh Aleph and a little bit of Bet. That's it. The vessels of Achap in each and every state? No. So all the vessels of Galgalta and Naim, they accumulate above from the Tabu to the Parsa, and all the vessels of Achap accumulate below. And then you have above Galgalta and Naim, below the Achap. And then above Galgalta Naim is the place for the world of Atzilut. The world of Atzilut is Chafetz Chesed. It just has the Achap of Aliyah, the additions. And it's also not in its account. It's because of the vessels of Aliyah, the vessels of reception, only with the correction not to receive.
But why isn't it enough just the first restriction in order to connect Malchut to Bina?
No, because the Malchut restricts the Bina. The first restriction is over Malchut, not to receive in order to receive. The second restriction is no longer in Malchut, it's in Bina. That the Bina cannot bestow more to Malchut. That's how she feels. That she cannot bestow to Malchut more. More than just giving it vessels of bestowal. It's the discovery of the weakness of Bina, that it's Chafetz Chesed, but only Chafetz Chesed. I'm shirtless and I don't need it. You don't need it, but I do, and you can't provide it for me, so what do we do? And then we continue to work together, because there's Keter still, from which to demand. And then, through the connection of Bina and Malchut, they begin to turn to the Creator and demand from Him, you created us, you wanted us, so provide for us. Yes.
But Bina The moment she is chafetz chesed, delighted in mercy, doesn't she wait to bestow the moment Malchut demands of her? She has an opportunity.
Yes, she descends. The Nekudot of Sag descend to bestow to Nehiyavak.
So why does she have to be restricted?
Because Bina cannot provide the force, the power of force of the Masach to Bchinat Dalet, only to Galgalta and Naim, not to the vessels of Achap. That's why she is restricted. We call this the Tzimtzum of Nehi of Ak, as a result of the influence of Bina, who gives all her power below the Parsa. That power is sufficient only to work with the vessels of Galgalta and Naim, not the vessels of Achap. Think about how that's possible. The vessels of reception, they have a small will to receive that can work, that can be satisfied in bestowing in order to bestow. The will to receive, who has force of Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, vessels of reception, they receive a correction. They receive a correction and they can settle, they can work like the vessels of bestowal. Because it's a small desire. I receive in that desire, but my reception, I don't feel that I want it, that I'm drawing it. I just identify with the giver. Just like a mother and a baby, he receives, he enjoys. But the nature of things is that he bestows upon them, because his desire is pure.
So once again, why does Malchut decide upon the restriction that is supposed to happen in Bina? Why doesn't Bina decide to make a restriction upon herself?
Bina can't decide about anything. Malchut that interferes with Bina, that mingles with Bina, makes the restriction. In Malchut there was already a restriction not to receive in order to receive, and now there is a restriction of a combination where there's no work with the vessels of Achab. But both the vessels of Achab and Galgalta and Naim are vessels in which the Malchut and Bina are already mixed.
So the Malchut, it controls the system after it restricts itself?
It always rules the system, because the whole system is built for her. Yeah. We'll talk about it, guys. We have to move to the next part. We'll move to the next part of the lesson. Before that, we'll sing a song.
כחות מעל ההיגיון, ואתה הוא הראשון וגם האחרון. הים סינה שמתגלה נחת עולתו, נוריד ראשינו נתחבר כשהגל קרוב. יש מגדלות ומעל כל הפשעים כיסוי של אהבה. מעורר את השחר בתפילה עבור החברים. מעורר את השחר, מעורר את השחר, והחברים יתגלה יהפוך לטוב בכל מקום בחמלה שאתה קרוב כאיש אחד בלב אחד כאש עליה Shut up.